what you say to me. I'm the kinky cat, I think. Learn my terminology, they call it kinkyology. These hoes wanna hate on me, cause they boys wanna play with me. Know my philosophy, they call it kinkyology.
Oh, wait. Hey. Welcome to Kinkyology, Season 2, Episode 6. Ain't nothing but a G thing, baby. I do have a guest, but they're not here yet. Hey, Miss Lady T, Dream Team, how are you tonight? I do have a guest, but they're not here now. So I wanted to start by just asking, so far we are into Episode 6 of Season 2. If there's anything that you all want or would like me to discuss that I haven't touched, or some things that you are curious about, this is Kinkyology. I try to go a little bit outside of what we talk about with, you know, learning about sex. Men, especially my men, you all feel because you all have this dick that instantly that's enough, and it's not. So I like to talk different subjects. We did dick sucking last week. We've done squirting. We've done some touch on BDSM a little bit. So if there's anything that you all would like, you can, if you don't want to tell me here, you can definitely email me at thekinkykid@gmail.com. I'm always up to try to help the people who are actually watching to, you know, get what they want out of it. Hey, Tiffany, how are you? How are you? How are you? Yeah, so... I hope that they should be on in a second. So I'm just trying to talk for a minute before they come on. But if not, I definitely have whatever it is that you all need, we can talk about. So that's the good thing about being a kink, is that I'm well-versed all around. You know, you'll have some people say, oh, well, I'm good at this, or I'm good at that. I'm good at everything that I do, and everything that I know. You know, so having that experience, to me, until I could yay it, I can't nay it. You know what I'm saying? So I don't knock it until I try it. I'm not against it. I'm not like, oh, that's terrible. Has anybody watched How to Build a Sex Room? I had somebody message me the other day and say, I think you would enjoy this show. So I started watching. I'm all intrigued, like, oh my God, I'm about to make me a sex room. Oh, I think that would be so cool. What's up? Come on in, you all. I don't bite unless you ask me to. What's up, family? How you doing? I saw a real cute picture of you the other day, and somebody was like, you better go. You got to go to work tomorrow. But yeah, come on in, you all. I got some people in here that constantly show up for me. I'm going to have to probably send you all some things again just to show my appreciation, because you all definitely come through, and I appreciate you. But yeah, I am Doug Kinky Kid. So I wasn't always Doug Kinky Kid. This name was given to me. And actually, the person that gave me this name is supposed to be coming on here tonight. So I hope they show up, because I would really love to tell you that story and just how I blossomed into this individual. Because when I met them, I was not anywhere near who I am today. When I met them, I was 18. I was 18. Never anybody I dated. My mom had a business here in Chicago, and they lived around the business. And I was actually really good friends with the rapper, the Brat. So they asked me, it was like, well, do you rap? And I was like, well, I got a song, but, you know, I'm not really, I try, but I'm not like that. And it was like, I said, but I write poetry. And they was like, so that's the kind of kid I was, you know, I wrote poetry. So they was like, well, let me hear one of your poems. So I spit one of my poems. And they was like, I bet you could rap. Let me hear the rap that they gave you. So I spit the rap, you know. And they was like, that's cool. You gonna rap with us. I was like, I'm gonna rap with y'all. And 3 weeks later, I got to open up for Tupac. So I got to meet Tupac. And at the time, I had a black eye. And Tupac was like, damn, Shirley, somebody fucked up your eye. So I have that. But I really do hope that they come on, because I would really like to tell you the transformation of who I was, this little nerdy girl. I was 19, because I just had my baby. I was 19. And it was a lot of fun. So from that, I became part of a gangster group. And I was the female rapper in the gangster group called Sinister Mob. And we did a lot of shows here in Chicago. So I had a really good time being a part of that. And they made me into the bitch that I am. Like, they, to be a gangster rapper, I had to be a certain type of bitch. And they knew it was in me. So they brought it out of me. Then once it came out of me, some of the band members didn't like me. Because I was like, who the fuck you talking to? What you talking about? I ain't that bitch. And then the other one was like, but this is what we wanted from her. We wanted her to be this bitch. And I became that bitch. And she ain't never stopped. You know, I just kept going from there. I just kept going. What's up, Footman? Thank you, Nathaniel. So, yeah, I love giving you all the tips. But I don't only want to give tips. I want you to take what I give you and make you want to seek your own understanding. I want you to show up better for yourself in the bedroom. Not for me, not for your partner, but for you. I want you to know that it's some amazing orgasms out here. And if you're not experiencing them, or if you're just experiencing the same kind, if I tell you it's 15 of them and you're only having one, you're missing out on a lot of stuff, you know? So it's really important for you to really educate. The first season of Kinkyology, I went through I went through 17 different orgasms. So if you're not keen on that, if you want to know more, I am on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Podcast Addict, YouTube. Go check out Kinkyology so you can really learn more about your body, what it can do, and all of that. Footman, do you dirty talk? What's up? Thank you, Nathaniel. But yeah, so I love orgasms. And I, you know, 7 out of 10 women have never had a vaginal orgasm. And I, at one time, was that woman. So I knew I was showing up in the bedroom, but for some reason, with partner after partner, I was not getting the satisfaction that they were getting in the bedroom. So I started to read about it and things like that. And then a few years later, I learned out that I had some feminine issues. And I believe those feminine issues, I know now that those feminine issues were issues that were causing me not to be able to orgasm. But two, the men were part of that as well. Because I had had maybe a sporadic one once or twice in the time, you know, once or twice. So I knew it worked. So I'm just like, okay, why isn't this happening consistently? Why is he able to orgasm and I'm not able to orgasm? So I went on this mission to just start learning as much as I could, because I had made myself believe that I got off on the pleasure that I gave him. As a woman, I want to tell anybody woman has ever thought like that, that is the dumbest shit ever. That is the dumbest, for you to make your pleasure be what you can do to them. I got off on what I could do to them because they wasn't doing shit to me. They weren't doing anything to me. So I've allowed myself to believe that the only pleasure that I was worthy of was the pleasure that I was willing, how I was willing to go over and out of my way to please somebody who didn't even make sure I was pleased. So that was dumb. And I know a lot of women who think like that. So I'm telling you, that's not how it's supposed to be. That's good to know how to please them, but don't base your pleasure off of the pleasure that you, as the only pleasure you're getting when you're with somebody else. That's not fair to you. What's up, Kink Squad? Yes, from time to time. Okay, thank you. What's up, everybody? Yes, my favorite moderator, Big Sexy, is here. Yes. If there's anybody from Atlanta, I am supposed to be in Atlanta in a couple of weeks. I'm trying to decide what's going on with that. So I'm trying to do some of my classes out in Atlanta. But yeah, so going back to the orgasms and talking about that. What is this turkey here? Oh, hold on. Okay, he said a few more minutes. So yeah, y'all got me. Okay. So I went on this mission and I wanted to know more about my body and how it worked and why it wasn't working and why is it that he gets this and this. And then it took me a long time. I used to say I didn't have a G-spot. I used to say my G-spot was in my nipples. You know, you'll have them say, oh, my G-spot is in my breasts, or my G-spot is in my toes. You know, no, your G-spot is in your pussy. Your G-spot is in your pussy. It's in your pussy. But a lot of us don't know how to find it. A lot of men don't know how to find it. So much so that a lot of people say that it doesn't exist. But any woman who does have G-spot orgasms, oh, we know they it exists, you know. But it's really called the GSA. So that's a G-spot area. It's not really a spot, like something you can really tell the difference. You have to kind of know what you're looking for. I do tell you all, I have over 800 videos on YouTube, 800, and they go through all different types of things, but a majority of them about sex. Half of those are probably about oral. You know, I'm just an oral person. But I do have one called Timing Your G-Spot. If you as a man or a woman, it's a masturbation technique for women, but you as a man, you can do this to her, playing with her, so you can learn how long it takes to time your G-spot. My women in here, how long does it take for your G-spot to engorge? I always like for you all to shout it out, put it out, so other women won't feel weird. Mine takes 20 minutes. It takes as far as 20 minutes for my G-spot to engorge. Somebody asked about buying tickets. Oh, thanks. Oh, my God. I love you, Miss Callie, Big Sexy. It's on Eventbrite. I'll send you the link after this. You know, those posts that I did, they were on Eventbrite. So that was my thing about orgasms. So I was on this mission or whatever. I'm still on this mission because I've run into so many women, so many people who don't experience orgasm. If you all do not know, I do have a book. Where it is, who knows? I don't know why my book isn't right here. It's usually, oh, here it is. It was hiding. Okay, I have two books. My first book is 300, and you see, I get this book getting in. Look at the pages. This book getting in, baby, okay? But the first, what is this? This is something in this book. 365 Ways to Keep It Kinky. So in this book, I give 15 different orgasms we as women can have, and I give about 6 that men can have. Some of them are some of the same ones that women can have. So in the first season of Kinkyology, I break all of that down. But it's not a chapter book. It's a book to really give you kinky and naughty things that you can do with your partner. You know, it's a lot of fun stuff to do in here. What is that picture? Right here on this page, I give you a whole 30 days. Something you can do every day for 30 days, but every day is something to do. The guy who drew the cover of this book, this is me and my ex, rest in peace, he's passed. But he drew this. This is us. And I really got those kind of, you know, those popsicle toes. I got those for real. But look, that's me. Ooh, look at that thick one there, baby. Ah, he drew that of me. But yeah, I love that picture. So yeah. What's up, Nurse Kim? Hey. What's up, Chicago? Yes, most definitely. Come on in. So we're talking about orgasms. We're not about to talk about that for long because I do have a guest coming on. They just got off work, so they're running home to get ready. So I'm just trying to keep you all going until they come. But I'm going to talk to you about this person gave me the name The Kinky Kid and how he made me this crazy-ass bitch that I am. And he's a man that I love that I've never been with. He's like a brother to me. And I love this man dearly. I give so many of the accomplishments that I've had in my life with my rap career and my music and stuff, I owe to him. You know, so I really hope that he makes it because I love this man dearly. We have a wonderful bond. Never tried to holler. He didn't like my little yellow crazy ass. Never tried to holler at me. Truly, but would stop the world for me. You know, just sometimes we as women meet some beautiful people and it's not about a sexual relationship. I've had some men be beautiful men to me and I've never slept with them. One of them was my bitch. He watches sometimes. So if you watch it, I miss you, but you a bitch. So we can't fuck with each other no more like that. Never slept with him. Not to say he didn't want to, but I call my bitch because he would do anything for me. And bitch was very respectful for me. It wasn't a disrespectful thing. I had so much love and appreciation for this man because I could be in the middle of anything. But if I call him and I need, hey, I'm moving. Okay, I'm coming to help. Hey, I got to paint something. Okay, hey, I got a mouse. He coming to get it, you know. So when I say bitch, it's not to disrespect him. It's not to take from him. It was power in that relationship. Much love, gratitude, and stuff in that. It was a respect thing, never a disrespectful thing. But, yeah, that's how that go. What's up, everybody? Come on in. Chicago, yes. Chi-Town in the house. Don't forget Chi-Town. I will be hosting an event here in Chicago soon. So make sure you all keep up with the podcast. So make sure you follow my pages because I will be doing an event here, one of my Kinky Suckers class for everybody, you know, Chicago people to be able to come. Damn, did y'all just hit my dress? My dress just hit, ow. I opened my legs and my, well, that doesn't sound good. Anyway, come on in. Chi-Town in the house. South side of Chicago. I'm on the south side of Chicago. But yeah, so where are you, Turkey Head? What's going on? Okay. Okay, he should be coming in a second. But anyway, so yeah, any questions so far about anything we talked about this season? Did you all enjoy having Madame Madonna last week? I really love that lady. You know, I've been following her for a minute, and then to find out that she was a fan of mine, had been watching my YouTubes, and I inspire her was amazing to know because I didn't know. But I have, over the last 3 weeks, God has sent me some amazing women who follow me and believe in me and who've been following me for a while and who have really reached out to help me. And I just think that's a beautiful thing. I know what I do. I inspire people because of how my videos move and how well I do. And I've never, you know, all of this is organic. Everything that I've done so far has been organic. And that means naturally. I've never boosted a post. I've never done anything. Everything I've gotten so far from social media has been organic. So that means somebody liked it and shared it, and they shared it, and they shared it. I never had to pay for anybody to do this. So I'm kind of contagious in that way, and I love that. But just to hear some people and the way they tell it to you, you'd be like, wow, I needed that. Sometimes I don't forget who I am. We don't forget, you know. But you have doubt sometimes, or you have fear or different things. And that's when it comes in. I know y'all are like, how is this bitch on Kinkyology talking about faith in God? Because I'm a kinky God. I am a kinky God. Anybody that's been following me, you know from YouTube, at the end of almost all my videos, I roar. I'm a motherfucking beast. And I'm a kinky God. I stand on that. Every blessing I have had in my life with my journey of being a kinky kid, my spirit told me to do. From getting on YouTube, I had a popular blog, from getting on YouTube, from doing TikTok, everything has been spiritually guided. So I don't ever want anybody to say, oh, I'm a Christian, so I can't be nasty. God made this nasty shit of me. God gave me these parts to do these amazing things. Stop holding yourself back and feeling like the Bible is what society wants us to believe about God. Religion. That's what society wants you to believe. Spirituality is your own journey to God. So make sure if you're battling with that, look into spirituality. Find out it's not demon, it's not witchcraft. It's your journey. Your journey. Not anybody else's journey. Can't nobody tell you how to feel, how to manifest it, how to go about it. You feel that. You get that. You learn how to. I always say prayer is asking. Meditation is listening. Listen, listen. What's up? Hey, Bryson, how you doing? Thank you, Miss Callie. I know you do, honey. I know you've been rocking with me for a minute. My moderator on TikTok, we was killing it on TikTok. TikTok didn't like me. And you know what's so crazy? I see people saying way worse than what I wasn't even saying bad stuff, and I got kicked off. I'll be on there not like, they're saying that? They're saying that? Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, I got treated wrong. People just hated me. I guess because I was blowing up so fast. But, yeah, I don't understand. Because I was like, no, that's terrible. I got booted, and I wasn't even talking like that. I heard the word dick. People say dick, not even in the music. They be saying it. Good, Bryson. That's good. Make sure you all, Bryson is an up and coming movie person. He writes and produces movies. He's on TikTok. He's on Instagram. He's on YouTube. He's putting out clips for stuff that he has coming up. So make sure you check out your black man trying to do some big things. He's a screenwriter, movie writer. I read some of his stuff. Very captivating and interesting. And the story that he has to tell. A lot of black men need to listen because so many of you all don't go to therapy. So many of you all don't work on yourself. So many of you all just live and feel like, oh, I'm okay. Push it under the rug. I handle it. I'm a man. I don't care who you are. If this is you and your bullshit keep coming, eventually it's going to fill up. So you got to empty some of that shit out because just the overflow, it doesn't empty it. The overflow just adds to it. So you got to let go of some shit in your life. And my black men, you all do not, a lot of my black men do not go to therapy. You all do not get the help that you all need to let some of this shit out. And I know one of the hardest things in the world to be is a black man. And I ain't never been one. I'm a black bitch. And I know that shit be hard. And I'm a high yellow black bitch. So my sister say I get white privilege. I see it sometimes. I'm like, dang. Like we go in the store, my sister could spend $300. A white woman would walk over to me, would you like this free flower? I didn't buy nothing. I didn't buy a damn thing. She'd be like, excuse me, I just spent $300. You won't give me nothing? But she get a free gift? She's like, you and your white privilege. Welcome to the live. What's up? Why are you in here, rich guy? Rich guy, get out of here. Why is get out of here, rich guy. You're not supposed to be in here. What's up, y'all? Come on in. Rich guy got to go. Rich guy too young to be here. This is not the kind of conversation for you, nephew. I'm going to tell your mama, get out of here. He is on. Oh, wait a second. Is that there? Yeah, that is. Okay, yeah. It affects everybody around you. That's what Miss Cali Girl just said in the comments. And yes, you do get white privilege. He said he just wants to give you a subscribe. Oh, thank you, baby. I love you. Okay, my sister is in here. Okay. I just wanted to make sure you knew. Like, auntie don't be talking about video games, baby. I saw your YouTube. Oh, thank you. I love you. And I'm subscribed to your channel too, darling. Yes, my nephew is an up-and-coming videographer. His name is Rich Kai, honey. He has been Rich Kai since he could talk. That boy has manifested that he's going to be rich. He's looked up the most expensive car in the world. He knows that he will have one day. When I tell you manifestation is real, I believe me, my mama, he's going to be rich because he's known it since he was two. He gave himself Rich Kai Mason. He know who he is. He going to do it. He is the bomb. He rapped a song. It was somebody else's lyrics, but he was really good at it. It was funny. But yes, that's my nephew. I can't wait so he could take his auntie on a trip. I do get white privilege, but I sometimes I get it. But yeah, that is funny. Oh, man. So yeah, I just try to inspire people. I want you all to, for one, I want my women to get your nut mind. Every woman that has sex, even if you don't have sex, you still deserve a nut. And even if you have to give yourself that nut, that's the perfect time. Instead of being, see, it's a difference from being alone and being lonely. And a lot of you all don't know the difference. And you'll take some time by yourself and make it unmeaningful. When really that time can be a time when you're supposed to be growing so you could become a better person for somebody else or for yourself. Because I don't better myself for them. I better myself for me. And it puts my worth up. But you can't make yourself better for somebody else. Because then when they do leave, you feel that bettering is associated with them. No, I became this individual because I wanted to. Not to make them happy. I attracted them because I am. You know, I'm really, when I was younger, I used to love that Tom Hanks. Was that his name? Was that his name? Not Tom Hanks. That's the wrong one. But that You Complete Me. I know, wrong guy. I'm dyslexic, whatever. So You Complete Me. And I used to feel like that. But then when I got into my studying and I got into relationships and I understood love, I have to be complete before I get with you. Because if I'm not, when I get your love, I'm not going to feel like I'm worth the love that you're giving me. So it's really important for you to complete yourself. And even if you're not completely complete, to at least be on that journey of understanding, that's a self thing. Not something you're supposed to do to make somebody else happy. You do that to make you happy. And that's what a lot of us, we want to be better for somebody else. No, I want to be better for me. Because when this, if it does or doesn't work out, I'm still going to be me. So don't ever put the work in for somebody else. Put it in because you want to be better for you. And the reaps that you sow from that is totally different. It won't, oh, it won't let you, hold on. Okay, hold on, y'all, sorry. Why won't we do that? It's there right now. Okay. I had somebody else come in right before. I don't know why I won't let them come in. Ooh, okay. Okay, so yeah, get your nut, Ma. You know how I'm saying. What's up, coolest man alive? How are you? Welcome to Kinkyology, coolest man alive. I like your name, the coolest man alive. What make you so cool, cool man? What make you so cool? That would not work. I'm sorry, I'm trying to add the guests. Let's see if the link didn't work. Okay, what's up? Come on in. Hey, welcome to Kinky Options. So yeah, I've been talking because I'm trying to get my guests in. It's almost 30 minutes, but I'm waiting for them to click in here so we can get going on what I really wanted to talk about tonight. But I can talk about anything. So if anybody has any questions, you want to see what's up, just please ask me if you have something that you want to know, something that you want to experience, something that you tried or you're willing to try. Please bring it up and let's talk about it real fast while I get this guest in here. Okay. Where you from, coolest man alive? We got a couple of Chi-Town people in here. I was just I did say that I will be hosting an event in Chicago soon, so please look out for that. Okay, anyway, nobody? Okay, so I keep on talking. I have no problem. I could talk. That's one thing I could talk. And I know sex, so I could talk about anything regarding sex. So I was talking about loving yourself and putting yourself first and going on this journey and my black men not really taking the time to work on themselves. Now, we have some that do. I'm not saying all black men, but a majority of them don't. And a lot of them are stubborn. And they want it their way, and they're not willing to sit back and understand a relationship consists of two people. So that means you have to take the ideologies and the thoughts and the desires and wants and needs of both people into consideration. Into consideration. Again, I'm not saying everybody should get their way, but you have to make sure that you consider, listen, understand both people's perspective. It can't just be your way. And if you are in any type of situation where your voice is not heard, your thoughts, the things that you want are not being met, your desires are unfulfilled, why are you in that situation? What is it that they're bringing you that's having you hold on to them when nothing you want or desire is being met? You know, do you think cyber sex is cheating? Hell no, I don't think cyber sex is cheating. No, I don't think flirting is cheating. You know, anything that's done, when it gets to a point where you're taking phone numbers and you're doing stuff like that, no. Let me explain something to you. Just because you're in a relationship doesn't mean that they will never look at another woman or and be like, damn, she look good. See, sometimes they got to look at that woman to appreciate the woman in you, to appreciate the beauty in you. Like, damn, that baby, that chick ass fat, but my baby shit, you know, that's how the brain is supposed to work. But just because they're with you doesn't mean that they don't look at a woman. Like, you don't see a man like, he smell good. I bet, oh, damn, look at his beard. Now, do you want to fuck him? No. Would you fuck him? Yes. If you were single, if you was by yourself. So a lot of times, love is not a prison. So a cyber dog, man, fuck the shit out that dog. You hear me? Like, fuck it till you can't fuck no more. Can I watch you? Can we have a threesome with this bitch? What's her name? Hey, what's up, girl? How you doing? You know, don't be ever let, can't nobody intimidate you but you. Anytime you feel like that, where you feel like a cyber dog would be considered cheating, that's an insecurity within us. You know, you have to know that you have something that cyber dog don't have. One, a heartbeat. Hello. You know, so you just want to make sure that you don't. I'm not saying if this is you, you could just be asking a question. But no, I don't think fucking a cyber dog is cheating. Now, if that cyber dog is getting more dick than I am, and I want the dick, but he can't give it to me because he's giving it to this bitch, then we got a problem. Because, you know, I'm the main one. You understand? I should be taken care of first. The other person is married. What's up, Nayla? How you doing, honey? I just saw your picture. How you doing? I haven't seen you in a while. Thank you for coming and checking me out. So the other person is married. The person with the cyber doll is married. And they're cheating. I mean, they're having sex with a cyber doll and they're married. How many times have they asked their wife for sex and their wife turned them down? Do they, if they still have a healthy sex drive, if they want to release a nut, if they have the money to afford the sex doll, it's other factors that keep that from, you know, to make that work or flow better. I'm blessed. I'm definitely blessed. Okay, I couldn't be with anyone who has hangups and are living their lives how everyone else wants them to live. You know what? Coolest man alive. I totally agree with you. And I have learned that it's a lot of people out here who do that. It's a lot of people who don't want to embarrass their parents or feel like their parents will be embarrassed. Oh, did it do it? Hold on, y'all. Oh, wait. I gotta do it.
Like, my connection is lost. Wait, let me camera up on you, girl.
You are on the stream now.
Watch me camera. I need those glasses.
Hey, these are prescription, okay? You can get them from LensSmart online.
And girl, you know my phone from Jewels. I can't hear you.
25% off. You can't hear me? You can't hear me? Oh, you couldn't hear me.
Yeah, this is a bamboo. This ain't an Android phone. This is a bamboo phone.
Okay, hold on.
I can't hear you, Chad. I got to call you Kinky on your show, my bad.
Okay. Do you have on your phone? Can you all hear him? Can you hear me still? Oh, you know what? Let's see. No, that shouldn't be it.
It really ain't that. It's just the whole fact that it's raining like a motherfucker over here.
They can hear you.
But I'm still going outside to go give me some blunts.
Okay.
And I know you can hear me. It's just chopping up. So I'm going to run your show for you if you can't hear me and they can hear me. What's up, y'all? This Ace Eel, Ace Eel Production. I'm signing in for the Kinky Kid because she can't hear me. So I'm take over my little part that she trying to have to cut me off because she can't hear me. I told y'all.
I can't hear you.
My phone is a Bamboy. It's not an Android. I got this phone from Jules. Y'all from Chicago, y'all know what Jules
is. Right here is the man who gave me my name.
But I'm checking in. I'm tapping in on Kinkyology. Y'all see it. Y'all know what I do. I do music even if y'all don't. But if this is a show that we talking about, I don't play.
You can't hear me.
You chopping it. Well, I'm gonna keep on talking. They gonna have to be like, he crazy.
You going in and out, man. I don't even know if he's getting these messages. I messaged him on Facebook. But anyway, this is...
So what y'all want to know? Come on, tap in. Cam up. Comment. Link in. To Kinkyology. What is wrong with y'all? Link in to the Kinky Show. Kinky Kid, what's wrong with y'all? You little freaks. And your little wheel study turning, Jazz. You can't even hear me. That's crazy. Like, you can hear me, but you probably can't even respond. Even if you tried to
check your Facebook.
Text me in your chat, I wouldn't even text you back. I'd be like, just say, damn, there you go.
Hey, Ace, there you go.
You ain't got to jump back in. I just take over the show. Where y'all little freaky ass is at? Huh? You little freaks? Where y'all little freaky ass is at?
So like I told you, I was in a gangster group called Sinister Mind.
You just can't hear me.
Don't pay him no mind. He's crazy.
Your recap gonna be a mug.
Oh, God. So he made me this.
Get in tune. Get y'all spirit right.
He gave me the name the Kinky Kid.
How you gonna do that?
How I'm gonna do what?
I told you.
You told me what? Did you?
I was trying to tap in. But it's raining over here. So I don't think it's you.
No, it's not me.
It's just me. He and my Wi-Fi.
You are crazy. Okay, I can hear him.
Hey, where y'all at? I told you, she ain't just chop me in on this here. Where y'all little freaky ass is at?
Oh, what? That's weird.
You knew I was gonna get on here and do me. And I'm high shit. I'm gonna drop my pops off, make sure he's straight.
I can't call him because he's on there.
You lucky I can't go find my glasses. We'll be on some.
Anyway, I used to be in a group with him.
JWMC, I can't hear you, so I'm taking over your show. You're going to just have to just...
These are my initials.
Recap your shit, be like, that damn idiot.
Then I ended up messing with the band members' brothers. And from that, one day I walked out the room, and he was like, you know what? You the Kinky Kid. And I was like, what? I heard about you. You the Kinky Kid. So that's how I got my name. And from there, I just went crazy. Like the Kinky Kid, then I went from a gangster rapper to a kinky rapper. Then I was like, okay, I can get spit what I really know, what I'm doing, how it's going. And it's just been amazing. I've had some amazing things happen with my music and stuff, all because of this man. Even though he's talking crazy, he has really helped shape me and put me out there and saw something in me that I didn't see in myself as far as the bitch in me. I didn't know how to bring that out. And like in 3 weeks, this man brought her the fuck out. Like, no, you about to be on this stage, and you about to be harder than any nigga on this stage. And when I tell you, they put, it was like, rawr! It was a real fun thing. But yeah, like I said, I've done a lot of shows with him, some big time artists, some really big things that I've accomplished in my life because of this man believing in me. So it's so much love and respect. I've never dated him. He's truly like a big brother to me, and just been my ride or die for almost 30 years. Actually, yeah, almost 30 years, 29 years, because I just had my daughter. I am kinky. I am. But that's the thing. At that time, I was still JWMC, you know, but this was when I was 18. Well, before I started doing poetry and stuff, I would write as JWMC. Can you hear me now? You still can't
what
hear
me? What that sound like? So you still chopping up?
Yeah, I'm still chopping up. Let me see. Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah, see, it's raining outside, so you still chopping up. I don't. But that stream y'all for you. I'm going for you. Because I always been here working. So. You fix that. We'll get that together.
Can you hear me now? You can hear me now. There we go. Y'all can hear me now, right? I'm sorry about that. Okay. I'm sorry. Anyway, so yeah, I started doing that. He playing his music because we had a bad connection, so I'm not going to worry about that. But yeah, so I got into that. I became the Kinky Kid. From that, I started dancing. I was still doing my music, but my music changed. And then from that, I became the first thing I did was a gangster rapper. And then from that, I became an exotic dancer. And I did that off and on for 6 years. In between that time, I became a dominatrix. Now, as the dominatrix, I still teach domination, but I don't do it actively. But for the right price, and for me, the right price is $1,000 or more. That's the only way I'm dominating somebody. But I do teach domination. Then from that, I became a phone sex operator. And with being a phone sex operator, each one of these, and I talk about these a lot in the first season of Kinkyology, just really how each one of these shaped me into, and again, I say anything I did, not knowing fully why I was doing it, because like I said, the person I was, me and my sister spoke about this the first episode, I was shy. Until I was told that I was not going to live, that's when I started to live. And my living was domination and dancing and all of that because I thought I was going to die. Like, shit, I'm about to have some fun. I'm about to do everything. But not knowing that these things were shaping me to be this person that I am today. So not only do I have the knowledge, but I have 27 years in this industry, you know, of really grinding and getting myself out there and working this freaking something flying in front of me. So from the phone sex, what did I do? I pimped some chicks. Now that was fun. I really liked that. I had two girls. They were amazing. Do anything for me. But one thing I learned about pimping is that hoes love dick more than they love money. You know? So, but I did have fun having that experience. I'm just the opposite. I was never shy, but facing a gun up to your head has a way to make you live. Honey, I've had two guns up to my head by men who said that they love me. And my mother was like, I don't know what you're doing to these men, but stop it. So I stopped it. So a majority of my adult life, I have been with women. Because I'm a 48 now. I would never mess with another man in their 30s. Because men in their 30s couldn't handle me. So you ain't older. I've been with three guys since I've been back with men. And they've all been very mature, very well-mannered. No problems, no nothing. But the men in my 30s, honey, bad shit crazy. Bad shit crazy. 27. Well, no. 25 to 34, I say. That's not a good age for what I do. I can't mess with nobody. I couldn't mess with nobody that young. Plus, I have a child almost that age. Well, around that age. So I wouldn't. That's not attractive to me. Right. Yes. Right. And I was with her. I was with her for 10 years. You know, we were... No. 8 years. We was together for 8 years. Eight to ten, something like that. Whatever. Right. Right. And we still speak. They're doing fine. I speak to them, you know. So it's nothing wrong with that. But yeah, I'm in a relationship now. I've been in a relationship for 4 years with a man. Yeah, we were together for 8 years. Me and her together, we were together for 8 years. I raised my children with some amazing women. You know, I beat a lot of stereotypes that you can't be in a same-sex household and raise normal kids. Yes, you can. Like, they just gonna grow up like, oh, I want to date guys because my mama like girls. You know, no, that's not how that works. Like, we don't educate them on who they are. Not like we just want to raise little gay kids and you just want to do this. But no, I've had some amazing women in my life and all three of them have helped me to get my children to who they are today. So I beat a lot of different stereotypes of what couldn't be done or, oh, you can't raise a boy or you can't do this. No, I raised a man, honey. I've raised a man. Understand that. So anyway, back to sex stuff. So really getting into all that, everything you do in your life, you know, put 100% into it. Because when you do that, you never know what this is going to lead to. And I always say, when that doesn't work, if that doesn't work and you gave it your all, you don't have any woulda, coulda, shouldas. You know, oh, okay, it's just something else out here for me. But I really tried. I really wanted that to work. You know, when you half-ass it, your relationships, your job, anything, then you have these woulda, coulda, shouldas. So it's really important to put 100% into everything that you do, you know. Then that way, when it don't work out, you can just move on to the next thing easier. Oh, no, you don't have to be nervous about bringing that up. I mean, I've been on social media for 12 years now. And when I started social media, I was actually in a relationship with her. So, no, you don't ever, anybody who asks, I have no problem speaking about it because she was right there with me when I started doing my YouTube videos, you know. So, no, I have no problem. She follows me on TikTok right now, you know, and follows me on Facebook. And whenever anything happens amazing or good with my son, I make sure I message her, hey, this just happened. Guess what? I baby got into this school and he doing this. And I just want to thank you for what you did, you know. So, no, you can mention whatever. I can say their name with a smile on my face. Yeah, thank you. I'm definitely an open book. And that's because I've lived so much of my life in front of a camera. And I was just saying a couple of weeks ago that I get accused now of not letting my man respond. And he loves me so much that he went, because I kept saying, this ain't never been to nobody saying, I might over talk, but I will let you respond. You know, I have been accused of over-talking, not letting them finish, but I always let people respond. So I kept telling him, and like, I don't do that because nobody told me that before. So he came back to me. He says, because you sit in front of a camera and you don't hear any, you don't have to get a response back. You read your responses, so you over-talk. You know, I keep talking there and forget to pause to let him talk because I'm so used to just sitting here talking and nobody say nothing. When you live a lot of your life in front of a camera, it changes your communication style. because I have nobody to say. I can't hear shit y'all say. I don't hear you all. I just keep hearing myself. So I just keep fucking talking because that's what you're supposed to do. But you're not supposed to do that in a relationship. So I have to fix that. I know you've been on his obvious because I've been on just as long, just not as large following as you. Oh, baby, you still. Is Wallow. Yes. Oh, my God. That is something, man. Thank you so much for that. Is Wallow. I wrote that song so many years ago. It's a crazy ass song. I Swallow. Is Wallow. I Swallow. Yes. I did that song probably about 11 years ago. It's on YouTube. It's a crazy ass song. I had a guy send me a track and I did a remake of that song. And I love the new version so much better. And you know what? I didn't even put that on. Got a little mini dress. I didn't even put that on. But I do have music on Spotify. I do have music on Apple Music. So if you want to hear any of my songs, just see how I was as the Kinky Kid, you can most definitely Google me. If you don't know who I am, Google me. You know, I've been in this industry for a minute and I planted my feet in a lot of different things and I've enjoyed everything that I've done and I've reached some high heights in everything that I've done. You know, so I say this from somebody who's lived it, not somebody who wants to. You know, just go for it. Don't hold yourself back. Don't limit yourself on what it is you can be. You know, and you don't have to be just one thing. You can be multifaceted at many things. You know, some people, you can't do this and do that. Why? Why I can't rap and fuck? Why I can't fucking talk about God? Why I can't do that? Who are you? If it's in me, I'm going to let it out. Because God didn't give me all this stuff to hold inside. He gave it to me. You know, I've been told recently this Me Too tattoo has really help somebody get through something that they were going through, and to see me rock it so proudly, and it's not a proud tattoo, but I'm not ashamed of the ignorance that was done to me. I know everything in my power. I know I didn't do anything to deserve what was done to me. And so many of us women, when we get raped and we get sexually assaulted and we get molested and we get this, we hold that as if something wrong with us. And anybody who follow me know I say, sometimes bad things happen to good people. Even though you're a good person, you still could be a pawn in somebody's bad story. So I'm not a bad person. I was just in a bad person's story and something bad happened to me. But me as an individual, I'm still okay with that. So if me doing this and they say, I want to get one, get it. Get it. You ain't biting me, no. Right, if that's where if you feel you could get in the same place, whatever, I'm not, do it. I'm so proud of you for being okay, you know, understanding your power in this. This isn't to mock nothing. This is to say, still I rise. Still I rise. The devil send people to me all the time trying to bring me down. But still I rise. So we go through things. Things happen to us. And this last one happened a few years ago. And I spoke about it. And it took me a minute because it messed me up for a second. I'm not going to lie. But I had a good family support. I had doctors who loved me and got me through this because they knew me as the Kinky Kid. They knew what I was doing. And my doctors, my family, my children were there for me. And that helped me to say, okay, everything happened for a reason. Everything happened for a reason. You know what? We teach our daughters how to not get raped, but we don't teach our sons how to not be rapists. And after that, I went on a mission talking video after video about men and consent and no mean no, even if she planned. I already told my son about it. But now I need to tell these little boys who mamas and daddies ain't telling them. These niggas who think that because you like me instantly mean that I'm obligated to you. No, that's not how that works. And I still get men feeling like because you think I'm cute, then, because you want to take me out, then you get to have fun with me. Nigga, you ugly. Nigga, I don't like you. I'm not attracted to you. How do you feel like I owe you some kinky fun when I don't even want to fucking know your number? I don't get that. You know, so people, a lot of men feel entitled to us. They feel like we owe them something. I don't owe you shit because I'm nasty. You think I owe you something? No, this is my motherfucking life. This is my nastiness. This is my kinkiness. I get to do with it what I want to. You know, I met somebody, you know, a guy, and they want you to send pictures. Dude, I am a picture. What the fuck you mean? I don't send that. And I don't knock nobody who send pictures. If that's what you do, that's what you do. But I ain't my kinkiness, I said I'm not a kink. I mean, I'm not a freak. I'm a kink. I don't go out. I don't do that. I don't have to do that. Who I am when I show up, when you get to that point where you get it, you'll understand. That ain't who I am. But I don't knock nobody. I know people. I've taken pictures for people. I do that. You know, ooh, that's a good one. Ooh, they look cute. Girl, your clip big. You know, I don't knock anybody for what they do. But that's not who I am. And I'm older, and in my generation, we ain't have all these cell phones and stuff like that. You got to work. I don't just pass this along. You got work to see these goodies, okay? Oh, thank you, Naylove. I appreciate that. We had a little bad connection for a second for Maz, so you didn't really miss nothing. I had my friend came on, but his connection was bad, and so you didn't really miss anything. Thank you, thank you. I love that. You know, I got questioned before. Why do you do that? Why? Because one thing I know all of us want to do or should do is have sex. And if we're not talking about it, we want to talk about it. And I was lucky enough to have a mama who started the conversations. I've learned how to finish them. You know what I'm saying? And that's really important. A lot of you all didn't, your parents didn't sit you down. And my elevator pitch is people teach you how to read. They teach you how to write. I teach you how to fuck. And I'm not teaching you how to fuck for them. I'm teaching you how to fuck for you. I want you to get your nut, Ma. I want you to know that you deserve this. And I'm teaching a man that she deserves one. And if you don't know you for sure that you're giving her one, then you probably not. If I tell you how long it takes for her G-spot to engorge and neither you nor her can answer that question, your sex is not good. Your sex is not good. It's not. I don't care how freaky you are. I don't care if you spit in his mouth. I don't care what you do. If you don't know how long it takes for your G-spots to engorge, your sex not that good. Most men are done eating us and fucking us before our G-spots even get hot. Before the area even activate. G-spot area, activate. I should make me look serious. But yeah, I love sex. I love my sex. You know, I love the connection, and I tell people the real sex is for two people to become one. It's not you get yours and I get mine, and then you all do this. It's for you all to become one, and you flow together. But y'all so eager trying to run to the finish. Oh, let me get this. Let me get this. Let me do this. No, the real purpose of sex, and that's why I say you got vanilla sex, kinky sex, tantric sex. Until you know and understand what tantric sex is, you don't know good sex. You haven't experienced true sex. You don't know the meaning of that. Every once in a while, you might have an orgasm and y'all come together. Or you might not have ever came together with your partner. Or you might not have ever had an orgasm, period. But if I have sex with my man, out of 10 times, 8 of those times, we're having an orgasm at the same exact time. After he's already given me 20 to 30 orgasms before we had that one together. So I ain't talking about it. I am about it. I live this good sex, good fucking multiple orgasm, tantric sex, vanilla sex, kinky sex, fucking nasty sex. I do all of that. I do all of that. So it ain't, you know, I push the limits. Sometimes too much. Like, what? You want to do what? Can we do this, 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 this? Okay. But yeah. So I wanted him to really be able to come on and we have a better connection, but it's raining out there. And I know we had a couple of storms out here, so I definitely know. And I talked to my daughter and they had some storms out there. So it's just been raining all over the Midwest. So I'm just happy. Actually, right before I came on, my whole power went out. Is my sister still watching? You know, I was like, that just ruined my last refrigerator. My power surged in the whole house. And I was like, what? And then I heard the neighbors say something too. So I knew it wasn't mine. It was the block, you know. But it was so funny because I just about 3 weeks ago, they were doing some work and they cut off all the power and it messed up my refrigerator. So I'm like, I just got another refrigerator. And they about to, I was so mad, like, is the refrigerator on? Oh, you know what? I was thinking about that. I was thinking about that. I told my mom I was thinking about that. I was thinking about doing the solar panel. But I also heard, because a neighbor of mine has it right down the street, but I also heard that it's not good for fires. I heard it's really hard for, not that I'm expecting one, but shit happens, you know. I heard it's not good for firemen to be, if you have a fire, it could be a problem. That's what I heard. So I would have to really find out some more information. Again, not that I'm expecting a fire, but I do know that they happen. So I would want to look into it more. But I do have a house, three houses down from me, and they've had them for about 5 years now. So I really do want to look into it. I did look into it for a minute, but then I heard the thing about the fires. And I just was like, okay, maybe I'll wait and see, you know, what else, you know, let it get a little bit more popular. You need to keep a backup solar generator on GP. Oh, that's a good idea. Oh, it's storming out there. Oh, so it's just raining all over the place. Oh, they could be on the ground? I mean, like, I wouldn't have to cut the grass? Where do you live? I'm in Chicago. Where are you? I'm Southside Chicago. It was hot as hell out here today. Cali, I already know it's hot out there all the time, but it was hot out here today. 95 degrees. That's hot. So the heat index was way higher than that. Oh, I made some curry chicken and rice with some kale in it. Oh, it was so good. We ate good today. Oh, we need some rain bad as fuck. Where are you, coolest man alive? Thanks for still being here. This is a one. Thank you. This was a real just chill episode. I ain't really spit what I wanted to spit. So thank you for sticking around. I'm glad I intrigued you enough to keep you around. If you did like it, this is my second season. So I do have a first season available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts, YouTube, all over the place. Oklahoma. Okay. I think my cousin lived in Oklahoma. I was told that I've been to Oklahoma, but I don't remember. You know, it's been years. I was really heavily medicated, so I don't remember a lot of that stuff. By the doctors, not by myself. I'm in Springfield now. Where Barson? Oh, okay, so you're in Illinois. Okay, cool. So, yeah, I just wanted to come on. I wanted to tell you about that with me becoming a kinky kid, with my rap career and how I blossomed to the kinky kid. Then the kinky kid, as a rapper, my music changed. So if you listen, all my songs are about sex. Everything I do is kinky, you know. Even my music is kinky. And from that, this sexual confidence, I wanted to show you all this picture, but I used to rap on stage in these suits, you know, like a man's suit with a bra on and some 6-inch heels, and I was a gangster rapper, and I got a lot of shows that way, and I dated a lot of people that way. So I've had some fun. I dated some really very influential people, had some, I got to open up for, the Parliament. I got to meet George Clinton and Bootsie Collins and the man in the diaper, and I got invited to go on a tour thing with them, but I couldn't go because when you set a tour up, everything is done beforehand. And I actually met them while they were on a tour, but they wanted me to come on the rest of the tour with them. I'm like, I can't come and not get paid, but I could have came, you know, had a room and ate for free, but they couldn't put me on payroll. So I was like, I can't do that. I got a baby. I can't leave my baby and not have no, send no money home, you know. So I did get to go to Indianapolis. I remember when George Clinton called my mom. My mom, as soon as she answered the phone, she knew who he was from The Voice, you know. And back then, he's like, can you do this, this, this? Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm talking. You know, that's more my mom's George Clinton. But me and George Clinton was really cool for a minute. And that was a really cool experience. I went with my other sister. I got invited to, as a rapper, this guy was making clothes. And he wanted me to model his clothes. And that's how I ended up at the event. And I was talking, and somebody was like, excuse me, what you mix with? And I was like, dick and pussy. And I've been saying that for the longest time. And when I said it, you heard this, oh my God, this heavy, loud voice. And he was like, excuse me, did you just say what I thought you said? And it was George Clinton. And that's how I met George Clinton, because I told somebody I was mixed with dick and pussy. Both my parents black, okay? My mama black, my dad black. I'm black. I am 76% nigga. I know I don't look like it, but I am nigga. You hear me? Nigga, hear me roar. Roar. But yeah, so a guy asked, what you mixed with? I was like, dick and pussy. And George Clinton cracked up, and that's how I met him and had that amazing opportunity. Kept up with him for a long time. At that time, you had little disposable cameras because we didn't have all that shit on our cell phones and stuff. And I wasn't smoking weed back then, so this was before I was 21. I wasn't smoking weed back then. And I went, and they were so high that I got high being in the room with all of them. So I did the first show, but I had to go sleep on the bus for the second show. And when I woke up, I had to get to my bus to get back home. And I left my disposable camera, so I have no proof. Just my mama getting a phone call, me being my family all knowing. But yeah, I had a beautiful time, very amazing experience. So yeah, right. I was disposable camera and Polaroid baby. I had my Polaroid. Okay, like. I remember my first dick pic was on a Polaroid because you couldn't take a pic to Walgreens and have them printed out. So you had to buy a Polaroid so you could, mom, look, I told you. Look at babies. What is this, a monster? Yes, I got to meet Boosie Collins, all of them. It was such a cool-ass experience. So I'm a gangster disciple. I was gangbanging, so I was blessed in by a board member, so I don't really just talk it. I really was a part of it. Went to the meetings, I held rank, I did stuff. I helped young men. So I was a nerd. So I would tutor young men, and I would get paid for it. So that was a real cool thing. But from that, I actually got to do some Save the Children concerts. I got to open up for some of those. So that was really cool. And then as time went on, I had some other experiences that I did in my music. But I was sick. I'm still sick. So me being sick kept me from really going and pursuing it the way that I was offered to. I got an opportunity to have a contract to meet with LaFace Records years ago, and I didn't like the contract, you know, so I was like, no. And then I was told, when LaFace offer you a contract, you take the contract, and no matter what they say, you just ride it out, because once they let you go, everybody else will want you. Well, why you didn't tell me that before I went? I didn't know. So like I said, I had some amazing, I was in a girl singing group. I forgot about that. I was in a girl singing group. I was the rapper in the group. We was before TLC. What was we? Yeah, I think we was before TLC. We was called Audacity. That was the name of the group. So that was real cool. I did that for a while. And that was the only record label I was under. I was under another one too. No, that was a management company. So I've only been under one record label. So that was pretty cool, though. So I was doing selfies 18 years before she was born. Right, what, trying to get that Polaroid together? Holding your camera around? Yes, I definitely know that. I've been a camera freak since every little camera I could get, I had. My mom used to get all the, she had a video camera. When she got one, I was like, well, I got to save up and get me one, because you couldn't touch mama's. Because you break it, you buy it. No, you know what? We had jobs. We worked for our parents at our business, so we bought our own stuff. So I bought me one, and it's been on and popping ever since. I went to school for it. I studied movie and script writing and everything, so I learned how to edit and stuff. And again, not knowing that all of these things were shaping me to be able to be a social media influencer, to be able to be a YouTuber. I never thought I would do anything like this, you know, but it's been very good to me. I enjoy what I do. And yeah, so yeah, and I met some amazing people. And some of them I haven't met in person, but I met them energetically. You know, Footman, Big Sexy, you name, because you've been around for a long time. Your name is different from how I know it, but I saw your picture, the little bitty picture, and from that I knew who you were. You've been fucking with me for a long time. Bryson, you know, a whole bunch, Nurse Kim, Nathalie, they fuck with me, and I love them for that. I look forward to just coming and kicking with y'all. Whoever else joined, come on, because we are family. I got all my kinksters in me. But yeah, I'm not going to keep y'all too long since things didn't work out the way that I wanted them to tonight, but I still had a good time with you all. I got to share you all a little history of how I became a kinky kid. So again, I did something to the boy and brother I was dating in the band. And I guess he told all of them. So that's how I earned the name. Like, and I liked it. And I was like, oh. So I went from JWMC to the Kinky Kid. And that's how it happened. We love disposables nowadays. What y'all be doing that y'all love disposables, Lady Frank? Because I haven't used any disposables. Are we talking about cameras? Wait, I'm like, disposable. We're not talking about diapers. I was disposable. Yeah, they are disposable. Okay. I was prude about social media because I'm a techie and know the dangers. Glad you recognize my face. I was AKA Fat Life TV. Okay, yeah. I remember. I definitely remember you. You was prude. I'll never know you. Yeah, cameras. Oh, okay. I was just making sure. I definitely remember you. Long, long time ago when I had my girlfriend. Next week, I have anybody is in any type of thing in the sex industry or you have something in that realm that you would like to be a part of, I have a few more episodes of my second season of Kinkyology, and I've been trying to have different co-hosts every week to just come in and introduce people to other things that people do in this industry. So if you have a book, if you have a sex podcast or something like that, or if you do something, if you're a dominatrix, an exotic dancer, or a pimp, you know, what's up? Let's talk about it. Let's let them know how you got into it. You know, if you know somebody, please tag them and let them know that I am looking for guest co-hosts to come and share their story, and let's chat about it, because I've been through so much. I just love to interact with people, and I'm down with anything. My original videos never showed my face. Oh, okay. So were you in Kinky Land? Were you in Kinky Land for a little while? Because I do know your face. That's how I recognize the picture. Even from it being small, that's how I recognize it. So maybe that was after, like you said, your original. So after you started showing it, that's when I saw it. But I bet, I remember you real good. You've been around for a minute. No, I haven't met a pimp on YouTube. No, I don't know. I was the only pimp I know. When I was pimping, I wasn't on YouTube. I was pimping in my house. Okay. That's what I'm saying. I knew you. Okay, cool. So I have a group on Facebook called Kinky Land. If you all would like to join, Kinky Land is still thriving. Actually, it's been growing a lot because I'm real particular about letting people in. But we've been having a lot of people. I don't know where they're coming from. I don't know if they come from the podcast. I don't know if they're coming from TikTok. But a lot of people have been joining. So luckily, it's been real smooth. We haven't had too many problems. But I do have a group on Facebook called Kinky Land. It's my face. It's some other Kinky Lands, but they not me. Mine has my face on it, like an outline of my face, but you can tell it's me. But you all are free to join. We respect everybody because I have different cultures, different pronouns, different sexualities, and we respect everybody. If you don't like it, just scroll past. We don't need your negativity. That's not how we do it. We in there to be kinky, okay? I should be out of FB jail today. Oh, why was you in FB jail? Get in. It's hot. Yes. I love to be your apprentice if you're looking for one. Lady Frank, where you from? And most definitely, my email is imdugkinkykid@gmail. I'm going to put it up here, but the only thing is I realized last week that I put my thing up here, but I spelled it wrong. So, I'm DugKinkyKid1 on Instagram. If you're not following me on Instagram, follow me on Instagram. And if you follow me right now, follow everybody back. So, follow me right now, and I'm going to follow you back. The Kinky Kid 1, but my... Wait, DugKinkyKid1. Oh, that's spelled right. Okay, it's the other one. It's another one I had, and it was misspelled. Okay, that's right. The Kinky Kid one. Yeah, that's right. So that's my Instagram. But I'm thekinkykid at Gmail, if you're serious, Lady Frank, and message me, please. Where are you from, darling? Where are you from? Yeah. Oh, Michigan. Okay, cool, cool, cool. Okay, yeah. Oh, look, look. I know about that. And what's so crazy is sometimes somebody could post something. I'd be like, how did they not get in jail for that? And then I could post a hand on somebody's breast, and then I'm in jail or something, you know. So, and, you know, I have a Facebook page. And I be worried sometimes. Like, I don't know what you can post and what you can't post. And this new meta stuff, honey, it has me confused. Yes, I'm like, I don't, my friend had to give me a, I can't even share my own stuff no more. She's like, bitch, you old. You are really old. But she helped me out. She gave me all it because I don't even know how to do nothing. Every time they change, it take me a year to learn it. As soon as you learn it, then they change it again. I'd be like, for real? Y'all don't care about dyslexic people, huh? Y'all don't care how hard it was for me to learn how to do this. And as soon as I learn it, good. Like, no, 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 no. Now you want to change it. Hey, oh, my best friend is in here. I was just telling him how you had to help me learn how to share my own information because I didn't know how. He's like, how do you not know how to do any of this? You've never done this? No, I don't know how. Yeah. It's terrible. Oh, okay, you're from Michigan. But oh, you're looking to move. Oh, yes, she is. Make sure you email me, thekinkykid@gmail.com, and follow me on Instagram. Oh, I'm coming to see if anybody follow me. Let's see, did y'all follow me? Nope, nobody follow me yet. Nope, somebody said I didn't get a follow yet. Why are you looking? Oh, okay. I do post a lot of stuff about dick sucking because I am a dick sucker. So if you're offended with people talking about dick sucking, don't follow me. If you're intrigued and want to know what I talk about on dick sucking, then follow me. Because I post a lot of stuff about dick sucking because I am a dick sucker. And I'm a dick sucker who will be in Atlanta teaching classes in 2 weeks. So if you're in Atlanta, please let me know if you'd like to come to a class. Yes. Who offended you? Did I offend you? Because if I did, I wasn't trying. Did I offend you, coolest man alive? I hope I didn't do it because I wasn't trying. I hope I didn't offend you. I hope you weren't talking to me. Because I wasn't trying to offend nobody. I'm a sweetheart. What did you say? I should be, oh, no? No? No, I didn't say nothing. Well, I don't say nothing. Oh, you're not offended. I don't know what about what. But anyway, okay. We supposed to pound and kind of let me know what we're talking about because I don't be remembering. I'm at that age. But once I say something, as soon as I fit, or I could say, oh, I got to ask you a question. And you'd be like, what? And I forget. And I have no way to figure out what it was. Or, you know, I say something and forget totally what I totally talked about. So I'm at that age now. It's a crazy age. When I was a couple of years younger, you used to be able to, like, walk back in the room and walk out and kind of remember what, okay, that's what I can't get. Once it's gone now. So I'm real good in my phone to write notes. When I have a thought, I have to type it real fast because if I wait 3-4 minutes, you know how you be going to sleep? I be having some good thoughts because I be meditating, right? And when I meditate, good stuff comes to me. Ooh, call this person, check on this, do this, talk about this. You know, I'm like, okay, I'm going to remember. I'm going to keep thinking about it. I'm going to remember in the morning. No, I can't do that anymore. I have to pick my phone up. Somebody's like, why you didn't go to sleep? Because I kept having thoughts and I had to keep typing them down because I would have lost them if I waited till the morning. So yeah, you wanted to learn. We all want to learn. We all should want to learn. Sex is a never-ending creative art. So it's always something new to learn. I haven't done everything, but I've done way more than a majority of people ever will in their life, you know. I've done a lot more than a lot of people ever want to do in their life. You know, I've dated everybody. I'm pansexual. And I like all the stuff I've experienced. I've liked it all. ooh, that was different. Yeah. I haven't been forgetful all my life. I'm young and way too forgetful. Oh, yeah. Do you smoke weed? Because that'll help. Smoking weed will help you do that. Yeah, I'm just chilling with y'all. We ain't talking about nothing. I'm going to get my ass off of here. I'm going to get myself off of here. So, yeah. Princess, so, yeah, we'll have to talk so I can find out what you into, what you like. I am trying to branch off and get some different women. So, you don't even have to move because I'm trying to get people all over the world to be kinky girls. So, we'll definitely talk about that. I've been manifesting that. So, I have a lot of things that I am working on. I'm trying to travel to different cities. So, whatever city, if we can get enough people in the city for me to come, if you want to help put together an event and I come out there and we hold a big thing, I will definitely come. So please email me if you're interested in that, because the Kinky Kid is on the move this year, you all, and following years coming. So if you all feel like you all can help put something together in your city, most definitely let me know if you have a space and you want me out there. Let's do this. Not at all, actually. I have no idea what that's about. You got to give me a pound and let me know what you responded to. Because by the time you get this, I already said 12 different things. Okay, hold on. It's not telling. Why ain't it ain't gave it to me yet. It ain't told me yet because I was going to follow you back. Yes, you are. I got you. You that all the way around. I see you. Okay. I followed you back, sir. Thank you for the follow. Don't forget, I'm the Kinky Kid Wong. Instagram is on the page. I'm about to get out of here, you all. Thank you all so much for hanging with me. Very chill night. We just chill. We didn't really talk too much. I just told y'all who I was, how I got to be there. Thank you all for listening. Y'all know how I do it. I most definitely keep it kinky. And you all have a good night. Oh, check me out on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, The Kinky Kid. I'm all over this bitch. Good night.